What's up? It's your boy 9/11 and you tuned in to AVG Podcast, man. As always, man, you know how we do it. Let's get to it. So tonight, I got a very special guest in the house with me, man. I got the host of the night show, Nightlife, at the hottest radio station in the nation, man. What's happening, Cat?
Cat Daddy, make it stop.
Man, that's what's up, man. So what's been going on, man? What's been shaking?
You know what, man? The Cowboys in the playoffs. That's the only thing going on right now, bro. You see the decorations in here. That's the only thing in the city really popping, man. Checking these boys they putting on the show right now, man. They put it on Tampa Bay last week. They're going to put it on the 49ers just as bad.
Ain't it?
I have no doubt in my mind, man. We're going to sweep
confident.
All the way through.
Hey, I need to hit it.
All the way through the NFC. We're going to sweep everybody. I don't care who it is, Philly, the Giants. That don't matter.
Yeah.
49ers don't matter.
Yeah.
AFC's going to be tough, though. You know, whether it's Buffalo or Cincinnati or Kansas City, all them teams, you know.
Who you like in the AFC?
AFC, man. You know, Joe Burrow, man. LSU guy, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I got to go with the Tigers.
Got to.
But he was there last year. They were in the, you know, J-Bo, man. They were in the Super Bowl last year. So, you know, it's like they still hungry. They want to get it again. Buffalo looks tough.
Ooh.
Bro, Kansas City is always, you know.
Never count out Pat.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes, he's slick with it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? All football games, man, they usually like two or three plays from a loss.
So, that's it.
The Cowboys have to do, they got to get up and stay up.
Yeah.
And don't even let it be close, man.
For real.
That's like, here's your chance. What are you hoping back for? Full blast. As soon as you jump
in. I agree.
Running up on their ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Defense do their thing. Everybody eats.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying? We get that trophy this year. Yeah, this is.
This it.
I mean.
Is it? That's how you feel?
I mean, like I'm looking at it. Everybody's got, you know, backup or busted quarterbacks. Purdy's, you know, rookie. He's still balling.
And I don't think he's been touched enough.
Yeah, I mean,
he's sitting back there like his last name, Purdy. He just ain't just got no real rush on him. Not like he can see. Not like he gonna see with us.
I mean, he's doing his thing.
He is.
Dak is just seasoned. It's you know, cool in the pocket, cool behind the you know, the podium, doing what a quarterback's supposed to do, saying the right things. The team is on board. Everybody's buying in. Defense is some dogs. And there's plenty of weapons on offense to go around. You know, you can pick your poison. Kellen Moore draw up anything in the huddle. And Dak sees something different with his leg, man.
Ready.
No, he didn't get that leg. How many times you going to lift your knee, bro? I want to listen to see.
For real. Get it off, man.
Yeah, you know, he sees something. So, whatever he's doing, you know, it's working. So, yeah, this is the year, man. You know, slide through the NFC. And we'll see what happens in Arizona.
Yeah, and look. I feel like when I introduce you, I ain't give you enough just because, like, I admire what you yourself and the station does around the community, man. Kind of talk about some of the stuff because I seen, like, I hear it all the time, but then I read up on it, some of the stuff that you're involved in, too. Kind of let them know, like, what you're doing in the community
man,
around
there's so much going on. First of all the personalities at K104, I mean, from DD in the morning to, shoot, man, whoever... DJing part-time and on the weekends. Everybody's so involved. I mean, I think that's the reason why you get in radio in the first place is just because you love people and you love community.
Yeah.
Chances are somebody from K104 came to your school when you were younger. And it's like, you know, that's how I was brought in.
Yeah.
From, you know, Greg Street and Skip Cheatham and Throwdown. Like, they give you the game and show you the ropes and show you, hey, this is how you move through the city. And then when you get on the radio, you know, shout out to all the people you was kicking it with. They know who they listening to and you know who you talking to. And it's part of the growth about, you know, K104 is, like you said, it has the family feel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, you were saying,
like, genuine.
Yeah. And I was just telling you, like, yo, everybody works different shifts. So, you know, we don't get to kick it as much as people think. But when we kick it, we kick it, you know.
Yeah.
We just had a parade Monday.
Yeah, shout out to the MLK parade.
Yeah, it went down sunny South Dallas. And so just to see so many fans screaming and just happy to see K104. And
what's up. That's my
Always always got events, always at schools, pep rallies, you know, and then, you know, with sponsors like 1-800-TRUCK-REG and Justin and David and turkey giveaways and Mother's Day this and Father's Day that and something for the teachers. I gave away $500 every night for the past 2 weeks, man.
It's constant.
Just because you want to give back. Like, look, if there's a way I can help out and these people really need some help, like, tell them to, man.
Yeah.
Let's play some games. Let's have some fun. Let's pick a winner.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we'll get it again tomorrow night. And,
that's what's
you
up.
Know, that's sprinkled all throughout every show all day long. And then it switches for every season, man. We do a lot of giveaway. You can get some money, man.
For real, because I'm telling y'all, man. And like when he say that, he is not bullshit. Like it is constant. It's always a contest. It's always tickets. It's always money given away. So it's like all you got to do is tune in and just be a regular.
Want it, man. And that's what it's for. It's not for people that's not tuned in. It's not for the people that don't want it. You know, we don't want somebody to just get on accident.
Yeah.
You can have giveaways, but you can win prizes.
Real shit.
And win prizes is what we like to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like being at the fair, like, hey, you know, let's do a contest or a quiz or sing your song for the seats or whatever, you know, we come up with. So that's fine. That's how real fans get in, and we try to create those moments and those memories.
Mm.
And then, you know, set you up with another good time. Here's some money. Go ball out. Here's some tickets. Go turn up at the concert.
Dang.
You know? So that's the fun of it, man. I'm just the host, man.
Yeah.
I'm just the host.
Hey, he being humble, man, but he really out here, man. How long you been out here in Dallas, though, man? Because everybody if you've been out here a while listening to the show or whatever, you know, you're aliens. We ain't from here. But how long you been out here? You been out here a minute now, though.
Yeah, man. Like 20, maybe 22 years.
Yeah, that's something right behind you. Like 19.
Yeah. So it's been, 2001 I got out here. So just been super blessed to do what I love every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People are like, man, what you trying to do, man? What's your dream, man? My dream come true every day.
Every day.
You know what I'm saying? I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's, 700,000 people.
Yeah.
Here, Dallas-Fort Worth, 6-7 million people.
Facts.
So, you know, just the opportunity to meet and, get some game and just, be a part of the bigger movement. The opportunity, the growth of something is just massive compared to where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Louisiana raised me, Texas pays me.
Hey, that's how we getting it, too.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
So how you got into radio, man? How you get into the game?
Yeah, so I worked at McDonald's, and then my manager at McDonald's thought that I talked somewhat too much. So he put me in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
He was like, you want to talk, man? You can talk to everybody. And I was okay. Yeah, so, after a couple of days, I started to get the hang of it, what I'm saying? Started like, okay, welcome to McDonald's, home with a Big Mac,
you get slick with it, though.
Yeah. And so then I came to work one day, and he was like, hey, man, come sit in my office. My manager's like, come sit in my office. He's like, what have you been doing on the radio? I mean, in the, I messed up the whole story, remix. What are you doing in the drive-thru?
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean? He said, man, people been requesting you. And I was like, requesting? He said, yeah, man, people that come through all the time, they said, where's that guy that's normally here? And it's like in the drive-thru at McDonald's. I was like, what? But he gave me more confidence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More confidence to say, hey, welcome to McDonald's. Home of the Big Mac, 2 all beef patties and special sauce. Go ahead, glance over the menu order when you're ready.
Mm.
And then, cutting up with the kids with the Happy Meal toys and just finding a way to connect in this, sliver of time that we get to share with each other. You're 30 seconds, and you're going to order your food. And you might just want your food, and you might want to get out of there.
Yeah.
But some people tonight might be playing some cool music, and I'm like, hey, that's my song. Turn that up. Just talk to them. And so one night, a guy came through the drive-thru, and he was like, son, is that you on the intercom? And I was like, yeah. And he said, what are you doing in the drive-thru at McDonald's, bro? You need to be on the radio.
That's
and he
crazy.
Gave me, yeah. Guy named Danny Dean, he gave me my first job in radio. And that was like the kickoff, man. It was like a classic soul radio station. Mm-hmm. James Brown, Al Green, Aretha Franklin.
So you was like 17 spinning it.
17. It was my high school. So my high school had a radio station.
Uh-huh.
And the radio teachers, that's who came through, Danny Dean.
Okay.
He came through and he was like, wait, you go to Baton Rouge High? And I said, yes, sir. He said, man, you need to come get on the radio.
Yeah.
And so I signed up for my senior year.
Mm.
So when I would go to the 6-hour class, that's when I would be on the radio. Cat Daddy, AM 1260, KBR rate, solid gold soul, checking in for 6 hours.
You was already, you already calling Cat Daddy. How that came about? How you get the name?
Yeah, so that was my 6th hour, right? So I would come on and I would say my name at first and they had like a script for us to read.
Yeah.
AM 1260 KBRH, that was blank, and you just say the artist you played.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we have blank, 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 the next 3 songs that you're gonna play.
Mm.
Keep it locked, AM 1260 KBRH. So then I started AM 1260 KBRH, your home for solid gold soul. Cat Daddy checking in for 6th hour, right?
Yeah.
And so the teacher was like, man, you really like doing this, huh? And I was like, yeah. And so he says, I want you to come and do it on on Saturdays. And I was like, wait a minute, Saturday? We don't have school on Saturday. He said, no, come in on Saturday and then we'll pay you. It's like, it's only $5 an hour, but it's experience. You know what I'm saying? You really like this. You should, you know, take it to another level. We'll give you your own show, the Rhythm Request Show with Cat Daddy. Right? And I was like, well, you know, we don't have school. He said, don't worry, I pay you $5 an hour. And so when I got my report card, I used to get a paycheck.
That's
in high school, 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
And so I go to class, and then I work on the weekends, and then they pay me, and that was it.
So do you still work at McDonald's, or you left them alone?
I wasn't at McDonald's at that time. I was doing other, well, I guess I still was for a little while.
Yeah.
And then I worked at Albertsons.
Yeah.
Yep, in high school, McDonald's, and then Albertsons. So I don't know when exactly I was on the radio. I think, see, senior year, I want to think I stopped being on the radio. I mean, stopped McDonald's my senior year, and I was doing Albertsons.
Yeah.
I need to think about that, bro. Because I know, yeah, well, I mean, I did it for 2 or 3 years, and then I started working at the hip-hop station in Baton Rouge, WEMX 94.1.
Okay, yeah, WEMX, I remember that.
WEMX 94.1, blazing hip-hop and R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like, that came on the scene, I want to say 96, 97.
Around later, yeah.
And so right out of high school, I did that. I was actually working on both stations. That was weird.
It's because you working at the high school.
And yeah, because they paid me even after I graduated. They were still paying me.
That's crazy. So you learned early, like, my mouthpiece gonna take me there.
I just was a job, bro. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't any different for me than what I was doing at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, you want me to just read this? Okay, so I'm just a host. And then, of course, I grew up listening to the radio, you know, Wild Wayne in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Juice Man and Night Prince and,
mm-hmm.
you know, Jay Tweezy, all them guys, you know. So I grew up listening to these guys. And so I was like, damn, that's really cool. You know, they introduce the music and then they, you know, interviewing all the artists. And then you give away the concert tickets. It was just cool. I used to listen to try to win.
Yeah.
I got a job on WEMX because I won a CD. I went to go pick up the CD and I talked to the program director. I've been trying to get on, man. We had an interview. I told the story Wednesday. I had an interview with this guy, Al J. And we interviewed, and he was like, yeah, man, but I think I only have a job for a country station. Because, you know, they have, like, sports, sport, country, you know, like a oldie station. Mm-hmm. And then, whatever country was one of the clusters of radio.
Yeah.
And so the dude was like, Al J was like, well, I can put you on with the country station, you know, like running the board until you figure it out. And I was like, I ain't doing country, you know. So then I called the guy to set up the interview, and I was like, he was like, how'd it go? And I was like, man, he wanted me to work at the country station. And my guy, he was like, oh, that's good, bro. He hooked you up, man. You're in the door. Do your thing. And I'm like, nah, man. I told him no. Right?
Yeah.
He was like, nah, Cat Daddy, that's not the type of job. This is, you know, just to pick where you want to go. You just get in and work your way to wherever you think is you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
So I called him back and I was like, man, I made a mistake. I told you no about the country station. I think I'm gonna take that job. This is like 10 minutes after I walked out. He was like, that position's been filled, man.
Damn. That quick.
And so I learned my lesson really fast. So then I called a dude every 2 weeks, man, for like the next 3 months. And he said, stop calling me, bro. And I was like, man, I apologize. I should have taken it. So then I won Master P Ghetto Dope CD.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah.
And I showed up to pick up my CD.
Shout out No Limit, man.
Yeah. I went to go pick up the CD. I asked the lady at the front desk. I was like, is Al J here? I really would like to talk to him.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, he's coming out right now. His office right now. He's about to walk out. And he opened the door. And he see me. And I seen him. Before I could even say anything. He's like, Cat Daddy, what are you doing Sunday night? I need somebody to work midnight to 6 in the morning.
Damn. Just walking out the office. That's crazy.
So he was like, do 2 weeks for free.
Mm-hmm.
Just Sunday night, 12 to 6. Just do 2 weeks for free, and if you're good, then we'll put you on and we'll give you money. So give me two weeks.
What that vibe like doing country, man?
Oh, no, it was the hip-hop
station. Oh, yeah, so I just switched to the hip-hop by then.
Yeah, I wanted the country station just to get in, but at this point, he had something for it.
Okay.
Hey, this was straight for the hip hop station for Max
94.
Mm. Yeah, my bad. I left it. Yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I wanted to see you in country mode.
Well, it's crazy because the name of the country station was called Cat Country.
Man, look, yeah. It was rich, man.
Yeah, so, no, I didn't do country. I went straight to hip hop.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was nervous as hell, man, trying to get on and, you know, learning their clock and their system and the, you know, how to play the CDs, you know, and running the board. And it was commercial before, you know, the high school, it was just, there was no commercials. It's underwriters. It was different.
Yeah.
You know, it was like KMON. It was like community.
Mm.
So, yeah, 94.1 was like commercial. We was giving away tickets. We had all the celebrities in there. That was amazing for me, man.
Yeah.
I was a fan of so many of these artists, and I started meeting them. That was really cool. And, you know, Limit, and then started. So he gave me 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's like, show your stuff. So after the second week, I called him. I was like, all right, so what do you think, man? Did I get the job? He was like, man, I forgot to listen. So I was like, what?
Hey, he's messing with you, man.
So I showed up again the next Sunday, did it for free, and he called me, and called me in his office, and he was like, man, look, stop trying to be cool, man.
Yeah.
He was like, stop trying to do too much. You know, just get in there and just say the songs. Just give away the tickets. You don't have to do too much, man. Just be there. Stay out the way. You know,
yeah.
The music, you know, you have a little bit to, you know, chime in here and there. But he was like, you know, but I was like, well, look, I was trying to show you all my stuff, man. You ain't listened for the last 2 weeks, so I feel like I had to go.
Everything.
I was doing all of it.
I'm here for the bag tonight.
So I felt like I had to come out with all the tricks. And be like, I can do this. I can do that. These are, you know, this is what I think sounds good. And, you know, all kind of segments and hype stuff, you know. And he was like, yo, just chill out, bro. Just learn the basics before you get too excited. And so, you know, he was really, really cool about, you know, calming me down and making me feel comfortable and giving me that confidence, you know, at a young age. And I was just happy to be in there with the team, man. Mm. I was still living at home, and I was in school and college at Southeastern. So I went to Hammond. I drove out there 3-4 days a week.
Yeah.
I would work from 11 in the morning till 6 at night, and then drive to Hammond for 8 o'clock class.
Damn.
Yeah, I did that for a long time, bro.
That's a grind.
Yeah, I was grinding my ass off. But I was, you know, getting girls and hanging out with rappers and at all the parties and concerts. Yeah. You couldn't tell me shit, man. Like,
for real.
You know? Yeah, you couldn't tell me nothing. And it was just a good time for growth, as, you know, for me and for the career and just the, you know, network that I was building with people that I had no business. I was just enjoying the ride, you know what I'm saying? Still to this day, like, every time I tell these stories, bro, I'm like, so glad old boy didn't go to Burger King that night, bro.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Old boy could have went to Taco Bell. Man, it would have been a completely different story for me. So there's not one time that I think anything is an accident. You know what I'm saying? I always really understand.
It's no happenstance.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes you get that light to shine right on it, and you know exactly what it is. And sometimes it's not. So you got to go look for it. So I'm always focused and engaged at all times, man. And I just try to be in the moment. So I always try to be right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's key, too.
And make sure that I'm engaged with what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's never let me down, you know what I'm saying?
For real.
So that's just how radio came and chose me. So I feel like it's really...
It's for you.
It's for me, you know what I'm saying? And just trust the people that put me in position and, you know, hit the community, hit the streets, be on the scene, and just... It's not for me.
Yeah.
You know, tickets are for you. The money's for you. Let's rap. We used to have all kind of rhyme line and freestyle. And,
yeah, I remember that shit to be up.
You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it's about, bro. Like, let's make these memories. Let's have some fun. And let's put on for the city. Let's do your thing. And yeah, like, that's just part of it.
Man, that's what's up, man. Let's get into this hip-hop a little bit, man. We're gonna start it off.
I'm focused on the order, man.
See that? Look, and then people still, man, hold on. Before we get into that,
yeah.
What you think about Diggs, man? I be hearing a lot of chirp even within Cowboy Nation. Diggs.
What?
I'm like.
What about?
So y'all, cause some people still don't think he the truth. I'm like, you think it's a mistake? The records he said, the amount of pieces he got, nobody else do. If he's a bust, and I understand he give up certain things.
What?
But yeah, it's certain.
Said that? I'm not paying no attention to that.
Yeah, because I'm like,
I don't entertain that. I don't know what,
man, I'm like, what do you not want to see from that guy?
I don't know who that is, who said that, what they were talking about. But that's,
man,
that's,
and some people still don't believe in it, man.
That's okay.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, that's, hey, they can think what they want to think.
That's crazy to me.
You know?
But either way, man, we gonna start up top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give, you know, New York their respect. That's the Mecca. That's where it all started. Mm-hmm. You know, when it was up top, you know, to me, it was more lyric dominated. Then, you know, it shifted to the West at a certain point. To me, that was more lifestyle. That was when gangster rap really hit hard.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it transitioned to the South. You know, we like a gumbo. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a little bit of that rugged. We got a little bit of that party. We kind of brought everything. What was the vibe for you, like, in BR back in the day? What you was on?
Bro, everything you just said.
Yeah. See, that's how I was.
Yeah, everything you just said, I touched it out, man. That was, I mean, LL, Run DMC,
mm-hmm.
Beastie Boys, Fat Boys. Then, man... Gangsta rap, West Coast for sure, you know what I'm saying? NWA and Eazy-E and Ice Cube and Ice-T.
Yeah.
You know, all of that. Luke real heavy, bro. Anything Miami bass, that was big. My older brother used to have 12s in this fucking Park Avenue.
Man.
So anything with just bass would just make our nose bleed. We were pumping the shit out of all of those songs, man. Anything Too Loud Crew with Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Then fucking New Orleans bounce music was, Jesus Christ, bro.
Went
that
crazy.
Shit still rides.
Went
that
crazy.
Shit's the same fucking Trigger Man, still, man, fucking bounce beat. That shit still ride, bro. T Tucker will still go hard right to this day if you put that shit on, bro. Yeah, anything from H Town and UGK and A-Ball and MJG and, bro, like everything, man. We in the same generation, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we created this monster.
For real.
All rap, all video games, all technology. We in the tree. We the tree.
Everything it branched.
And that's what make us so, our generation so important, bro. Yeah, we can respect your tradition and things how it went. And we also, you know what I'm saying, figuring out technology and how it, you know what I'm saying?
That's fake.
How it, when you recorded this forever and you post, you know, and understanding like, damn, every time you leave the house, you just assume that they got cameras in your face, you know what I'm saying? And so I think that, you know, that perspective, but that information is there in your phone. There's no more barriers.
Mm-hmm.
No more barriers for information or communication anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas that was completely different in our day, bro. Like, what? You can talk to somebody, what? Like
24/7? I got access to you, where you at?
Bro, like, you can play when a video game with 10 people on the headsets. It feel like you got, you know, all your friends in the same room playing video games. You talking to them and playing Call of Duty or whatever. All that stuff is wild, but our generation, we seen all of that growth. I had to fight my parents to listen to rap music. They were like, what the fuck is this? Like, you know, Fat Boys, you know what I'm saying? Run DMC. Like, that was like the coolest thing, man. You know.
Now let me ask you this. Because like I said, we both from Louisiana, but you from BR, I'm from Alexandria.
Yeah.
But I know music-wise, at one time, our city took a hard turn with SUC. We was on SUC hard in that time. So it had that vibe with, like, shout out Lil Kiki, Big Mo, RIP Big Mo, Pat Hawk, Big Pokey. Did BR, were they on that early? Or did they kind of get on? Because, like, we had Slabs, we had Swangers. We was doing pretty much, Alexander was looking like a baby Houston at one time.
My homeboy, Jay Tweezy, put me on, I want to say ESG.
Yep, ESG. And he from Boca Lucy.
He's from Boca Lucy,
yeah.
That was probably, like, man, you know, that was then. Then Lil Flip.
Flip, shout out Flip.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was like my introduction to screw music.
Yeah.
Then, you know, fucking Swisher House.
Northside, shout out to Slim Thug. Michael Watts, that camp.
Michael Watts, man. First time I met Slim Thug, Paul Wall, Mike Jones, that was my first time ever hearing that real voice.
Yeah.
Because everything was screwed. I didn't understand. That was like my...
I just thought...
Yeah, like,
You know, when they first came,
everything was screwed. I was like, dog, I never even heard your real voice. Me and Michael Watts used to have a show out here, man, a screwed up song.
No shit. Yes. No, I do remember that.
Bro, that was the coolest shit. So he had a mix, and it was only like maybe an hour. We had like two or three like 20-minute sweeps, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so all the music was screwed, but I also screwed all my breaks.
Yeah.
So I would record it, and then I would slow it down. So then after he was giving away tickets, then I would screw the winners too.
Yeah.
Man, you called a number 10, man. Man, I can't believe it. I just won. Hold up, man. Hey. And then, like, you recording it in real time.
Yeah.
But I tell him, like, hey, it's going to be screwed. So, you know, say something crazy. So, you know, and we would play it back. That was actually pretty fucking live, man.
Yeah.
I promise you, we were the only station in America that was screwing our listeners.
Yeah, that's crazy. And they loved it. Eargasms.
I think that was one of the passwords, Cat Daddy Screw Me.
Boy, that shit wild.
And then I had the sounder to where it was...
Pulling up the drag. Yeah.
Man, hey. Oh, that's how it was. I started talking regular. And I was like, hold on, I got to pull up. And then I would have the sound effect. And then I would
screw it up.
And I screwed up after the stand. That's shit crazy. Was wild. I got to find some clips. That was
yeah, cool. You got to dig them out the archive. Check this out. So, yeah, speaking of Houston, man, what they did too can't be denied, because one of the biggest artists, shit, still to date, Drake, that got a major influence in his music. Like, he ride for Houston hard.
Yeah.
Like, he call it his second home.
Yeah.
What you think about Drizzy in the game?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's the most talented artist.
Yeah, he legit.
As far as vocally and rapping, singing.
Yeah.
You know, how to connect with his target demo. You know what I'm saying? He feeds directly into the female.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? He knows exactly about relationships and how to... you know, articulate emotions that are involved in relationships and breakups and falling in love and, you know, one night stands and wild relationships. You know, he knows how to really connect through all those avenues, man. He does really good.
Yeah, he is.
But,
he a pop short. How do you grade rappers, man? Like, what do you look for? Because I know our generation, like, this kind of scene rap. Yeah. And I'm not saying nothing wrong with it, because I don't be like to sound like the old dude, like, man, you know, this new because it's a place for it. Like, I see it's talent out there with it, but Ja Rule kind of started it, if you want to get technical. But what's your criteria for rappers, man?
Man, LL Cool J had a rap love song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I Need Love.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that was, you know, I don't know if he was singing, but that was, you know, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So your question is, how does...
Like, what make a good rapper to you, like?
Man, I just think music feeds the soul, man.
Yeah.
And if a certain song feeds you, maybe you got something you're relating to, or maybe you know, you're thinking about a certain time in your life, or, you know, I just think it marks time for you.
I see. And
I can't tell you who feeds you. I can't tell you Tupac is the best artist or whatever, because if he didn't feed you...
Best
outside
of her.
Right. If you didn't ever feed you... Then he didn't feed you. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
It's like, you know, that's why different songs on the album speak to you different ways. You know, so you, oh, I like this. I'm a Nas fan, but I only like 4 songs like this.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about the other song? Oh, that don't mean you're not a Nas fan. I mean, like, or whatever. It's just whatever feeds you. Certain songs, certain times in your life. You know.
I just said the same thing.
You know, sometimes it's the beat, sometimes it's the message, sometimes it's you know, the melody, sometimes it's, you know, that, you know, the producer is more important to me a lot of times than it is, you know, than it is the rapper or whatever. Yep. Sometimes rappers write for other rappers, or some write for other people. That does that mean that the song sucks? No. Or does that mean that somebody's less of an artist?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really
move you.
It's just, if a song feeds me, that then I like it, I'm gonna play it again.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is, or, you know, I have my favorites. I have, you know, people that I grew up with.
Who your favorites?
That's a long ass list, man. Because like I said, it's all those people that I name, man. I mean, you know, Run DMC and LL and Beastie Boys. All of these people have songs that are, you know, mark periods in my life. Like, certain songs I would just listen to over and over and over and over again, man, and then you hear them and it's like,
just bring back that nostalgia.
Bring back, yes, like, yeah. You know, hypnotizing to, you know,
for real.
To, you know, the soundtrack for your life. You know what I'm saying? I'll put a certain song on, yep. It'll be like, yo, I remember this right here. You know what I'm saying? I pulled this girl panties down and got loose on this Keep Sweat song.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? Put some Keep Sweat song, like, oof.
Remember that night.
Damn, this song.
Oh, remember that night. Yeah, that's crazy.
I think that's always important, man. Just yep. Have songs that, you know, feed to your soundtrack.
What you think about then, like, what's been going on, like, the Dallas music, man? You got some talent around mm-hmm. Dallas right now, man. And, man, shout out, like Beezy. And speaking of, like you say, soulful, speak to your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Beezy, you know, and it's all different rappers, different lanes. They not only saying they sound alike.
Yeah.
But to me, some of the younger rappers that just had that soulful, like Beezy, like R.I.P. Mo3, Boosie, when he first, because even young, man, them cats, it sounded like Deacons. It sounded like Wiz. I mean, they sound like... You know, they age group that they was rapping with, they contemporary, so to speak. But man, like, that's the kind of rap when I do find myself, you know, kind of navigating towards some of the younger artists, kind of those artists like that, that you can feel that pain in their voice. Like, they got a little something extra with them. What you think about the Dallas scene and who you think live and out here?
Everybody live out here, man.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much talent out here,
bro.
Man,
it's deep right now.
Yeah, I mean, but it's been like that since I got here, man. Like, I pulled up in 2001, and we were playing Lucci and Pookie. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
with Big Tuck.
And DSR was doing their thing.
Twisted Black was bad.
Yeah, Twisted Black. I mean, it doesn't stop, man. You go down the list, and I guess my perspective is different just because I knew all these people. As soon as I got here, you know, they were a part of my... You know, regular routine. I would see these guys and then, you know, watch them grow and watch other people come in and do their thing. You know what I'm saying? New artists were coming in and Nino and dog, you go down the list, the GS boys, Stanky Legs and.
Boy, Stanky Legs.
You know, they had the club. So many artists, man, that have come through.
Yeah.
And just the foundation that they laid for something that's, you know, fairly new. You know, for Dallas to have a scene. And so just to watch that scene develop and see people go. And a lot of times people don't really even know how strong they really are. You know what I'm saying? I'm not from here, so my perspective is different. So people be like, man, what's wrong with the Dallas music scene? Shit, I don't know. That when I came here, shit was popping.
Yeah.
Already. So you can play any of them songs I just named from Pookie Tuck and Lucci and...
Yeah,
Twisted Black and some of them songs still ride. You put them on right now.
For
so
real.
Just the fact that there's something to go to and there's a reference and a growth, you know what I'm saying, that you can watch and we are part of it. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
And so a lot of people that have, you know, been around since I've been here, you know, 22 years, they know what it is, man. It's been really amazing to see a lot of people grow and learn. And now you have cats, you know, giving back and game and, you know, Lopez and them boys, you know, giving back and giving games. Hey, this is what we went through. And you see a lot of record labels being put together, a lot of studios being built, a lot of, you know, a lot of awards, a lot of people doing some major shit out here, man.
Major shit for real.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, you might know, but I can see if it isn't, it might be a little small office somewhere because downtown got offices, you'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see like a major label or somebody major because it's become such a corporate based city. Yeah. I can see a major label with all the talent that's around here now popping up, basing right here in Dallas. So you think you see something like that in the future?
I think major labels already based down here, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think with the studios, amazing, you know, studios and the equipment, there's a lot of major work being done down here. Think, you know, a lot of it goes, you know, under the radar, and I think that's how they like it. I think, you know what I'm saying? They would be like, hey, you know, Timbaland and Justin Timberlake are recording in Richardson or whatever. I had no idea.
That's crazy.
You know, they said Beyonce and them and Cardi B recorded Bodak Yellow somewhere in South Dallas, I think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
I think Mr. Lee was recording around here one time, too.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm telling you, like, it goes like down out here.
Yeah.
There's some big shit going on, you know what I'm saying? If you get in and do some research, you'll see, like, damn, motherfuckers really getting it in. And I'm, like I said, my perspective is different, so I see a lot of people, and I'm, you know, I conversate a lot, so I know, you know, a lot of the stuff that that goes on, but it's just not broadcast. It's just, hey, this is some major shit, you know, video games. Big shit out here.
It's like we living in virtual reality, man. Like, I know you said, like, a lot of the stuff, you know, movie, music is like a soundtrack to your life, so it marks different moments.
Yeah.
With the new music and stuff that's coming out now, though, mm-hmm. are you able to transition? Like, there's some stuff, like, you can just ride. You know, like, I hear, we got stuff, we pop in UGK, mm-hmm. and it's riding music. Or you, can you get into, like, the drill and the way? Because I was telling somebody, man, I don't know how you think, the last time you just watched videos, mm-hmm. it's like they remove women from videos. There's a lot of dudes. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no video bigs. Like, I remember when
I see a video, ain't no chicks. I'm...
That's crazy, though. Have you ever, when the last time, because see, we make tamales and stuff, too, so sometimes we'll throw on, you know, YouTube, my daughter and them, like, she college student, my son, you know, he 10, so they kind of keep us up to, you know, the new music that's going on, and I'm looking, like, about 6-7 videos, man. You know, when Big Boy and them, I like the way, you know, you got bodies back there, I'm like, what is all this, man? Them but mask and...
I don't know what that is. That's crazy. I remember one time somebody did a video of the, who are these dudes? They did the Cat Daddy dance. Who is that?
Man.
It was Cat Daddy.
I remember the song, but I can't remember
Cat Daddy Rejects or some shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
So they took the Behamp dance.
Yeah, yeah.
Behamp dance and called it the Cat Daddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I go watch the video. Not one chick in the video.
That's crazy to me.
How you gonna have a video of Cat Daddy? It ain't even.
It ain't even okay.
I watched that video one time.
Man, that shit is crazy to me, man.
But nah, that was a good time, man. They took the dance. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't see a whole lot of videos, man. I'm not sitting down watching a lot of videos. I hear the music.
Yeah.
But like, I rarely, you know, run through videos, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really see a whole lot.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I just, like I said, we sitting there working at night, and I'm just noticing, like, man, they don't really remove women from videos. This what they all know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, this is crazy to me, but man, it's just crazy. I'm just looking at the way music is now, man, and it's like, it's just a totally different vibe now, man. It's like, it's like the rap game has changed now, and it's like the new stars. I'm just really peeping how, and then there's so many independent people that, it's like labels don't have no say-so over no more. It's like you put your own image in what you are. That's all going through the artists now. So it is really, you know, you got some people that's going to take the major label route, but it got a lot of independent artists like really making moves out there.
Yeah, the record label need the artists. The artists don't need a record label.
And it's been figured out. Yeah.
Yeah, there ain't no more barriers anymore. Mm. If you have an idea, there's a resource.
Like you say, this shit right here, man, you can do whatever.
You can do whatever. There's no more barriers for information or communication. And you can go platinum tonight. If you got it tonight, you can make it happen, man.
Yeah.
You can record something, beating on the table, beatboxing, come up with a hook, post it with some chick dancing. Then next thing you know, it's a slogan.
TikTok.
It's a meme. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. I'm so impressed with these artists, man, because they're so, you know, charismatic, man, and courageous, you know, and just fearless, you know, when it comes to their craft and they believe in it. And that's really what you want. You want people that are confident in their shit.
Yeah.
You know, some artists are shy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this ain't for you.
Yeah, for real. You gotta have a personality.
Now, yeah, so that... is, you know, those people are tough to find, you know what I'm saying? But what you're finding is the people that are not shy. They're not, you know, how many people good singing on the corner?
Yeah.
Then they go viral as soon as somebody posts them. They could have done that a long time ago, but their thing is to be on the corner. That's what they do.
That's what they do.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then all of a sudden somebody see it and then they go viral. Like, man, I'm out here every fucking day singing. That ain't shit. Like, so it's weird, you know, sometimes you get those episodes. Which really is, you know, the story. The glory is in the story.
Man.
Not necessarily, you know, that you can sing. Anybody can fucking sing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There was that one guy that was on the corner and he had like the radio voice, remember?
Yeah.
The story isn't that he had a cool voice. The story is a fucking junkie on the side of the road, you know, with a cowboy sign.
Yeah.
That's the story.
That's the story.
If he's a regular guy in line trying to get a job at the radio station, nobody cares.
At all.
But he's on the you know, that's the story. That's where the glory is coming. Like, tell me your story. I was on the thing. I was at McDonald's. I was in the drive-thru. That's the story. That's where the glory is at. Not the fact that I'm just on the radio. Like, yo, that's where it's at. Damn, how you get that, man? I was just minding my fucking business.
For real.
And dude seen that I was out there good grinding with passion and gave me the opportunity. So that's what it is. So,
man, look, that's what, from that whole story, that's the main thing that I took away from it. Because, like, to me, like you were kind of saying earlier, like, we kind of that generation that bridged that gap from technology to being personable. Mm-hmm. So what you had back then, you were personable. We had social skills. Yeah. I think a lot of that, like you say, a lot of people have, some people just have personalities on their phone, on, you know, behind that camera. Right. Some people don't have that interpersonal skills no more because it's lost, because it's really not as much interaction anymore. Mm-hmm. So what you said, like, it just clicked, like, man, it's so key to just be good at what you do, man. Yeah. Whatever your calling, be good at what you're doing. It's going to find, it's going to catch up to you if you stay true to it.
If you stay true.
So that's what I took it. Man, speaking of just staying true to what you, man, you be having so much stuff going. I know you got the record company too, man. Talk about that.
Yeah, I started my tow truck company, man. Cat Daddy Towing Trucking. I want to do trucking. I want to get into business box trucks, 18-wheelers, you know, big trailers, you know, hauling hot shots, shit like that.
That's money, that shit.
And yeah, so I wanted to get in, and the easiest way for me to get in was to get a tow truck, you know, and that way I can drive it every day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I can pick up calls, I can tow for auctions. I'm just like roadside assistant. I don't do repo. I don't do.
Yeah, you ain't snatching nobody's shit.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm the good guy. Like, you see me.
Yeah, I'm help.
Yeah. That's what's up. Make some money, help you, and save the day. Transport your vehicle. Hey, I got a car in the driveway. Let me get it to the house.
Yeah.
Let me get it to the shop. Cool. I'll be there, you know. But yeah, so I started that during Corona just because I had, you know, just to get some ownership in something. I never owned anything. You know what I'm saying? I just been on the radio since I've been 17, and I got investments and all that other shit. But as far as having ownership in a business that generates cash flow, never had that.
Yeah.
And so this was like an opportunity for me to do it. And I did it. Went and bought the truck and just...
You had experience before you did?
No, fuck no.
Just, no shit?
Just went and bought the truck, bro. Like, jumped head first, went and got the truck, put some insurance.
Yeah.
Got my license to operate the truck. And then just started fucking working, bro.
Yeah.
Passing out my number. People knew that I had the truck. You know,
that's what's up.
And then just every day I make money, bro. Every fucking day, man. That truck don't make money sitting still.
Yeah.
But every day I make money. So learning the truck, then I got to learn how to run the business. I got to learn how to hire people and buy more trucks. And I've never done that before. So this is the...
How many trucks you running now?
One right
now. Still 1 year.
So that's what's up. So just learning how to do it. Like I said, man, the glory's in the story. So
ain't it, man? It's a marathon. So,
yeah, it's fun. I've been on the radio since I've been 17. I ain't run nothing but my mouth.
Yeah.
So this is the opportunity for me to run a business.
And, ain't about.
And be in the business. And it's a need. It's not a want. Like, I'll never have to convince you that you need help and you're on the side of the road and you need somebody. Like, I'll never have to call you.
You ain't got to say that.
When you calling me. Hey, Cat Daddy, I got you on my way. You know?
Look, man, before we wrap up, man, look, we talked about Cowboy. What you think about Luka, though?
Oh, this motherfucker is so cold, man.
Luka sick.
Yeah, he's...
Luka sick with it.
He's just in the zone every game, bro. Like, you see some players get into the zone.
Yeah.
And they'll go, and they just have their way. They play at their own tempo. He's like James Harden. He just holds the ball. He's in his own rhythm.
Yeah.
And he's big enough, and he's quick enough, and he's deceptive enough, and he sees the court. And he just knows, you know, how to get wherever and do the right thing. And, you know, most of the
time, Dallas keep him?
Huh?
Can Dallas keep him?
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I'm kind of worried. And I'm a Bulls fan, but I ain't going to lie. Since he came to the league, man, I like that boy game. And I'm just wondering, if they going to get enough help to just make him go ahead and be like, stay here, like a dirt type thing?
Man. I think he understands that only one team is going to win the championship every year.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to go to these other cities anyway. You're going to, you know, travel and, you know, especially Western Conference. You're going to go to LA 3-4 times a year, 6 times a year.
Yeah.
Does he want to be a star somewhere? Does he want to be around bad bitches somewhere?
Luka got a little personality with him, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's depending on what he wants. But yeah. I think he... Dallas is a good city to go as fast or as slow as you want. You want to get out every night,
man. Yeah, that's how I explain it.
You can wild out every night, man. You can be in the mix. You can do, you know, whatever you want to do.
It's out there for you.
It's out there for you. You want to lay low and get some land and live far away, you can do that.
Yeah.
You want to turn up, you can get fucking loose every until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Real shit.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's what I think has been the issue with the Cowboys for the last...
It's too much here.
It's too much. Like, these, man, you go like to 5 o'clock in the morning, you can turn up. It's just, you can live the rock star lifestyle without, you know, a lot of hassle, you know.
Yeah.
You can really do what you want. You can go as fast or as slow. I'm in the slow lane, cruise control, daddy.
Ain't no money.
You want to get on the tollway and go, you get on that
Taz.
Get in that turn with the tollway, where you at 635, you go as fast as you want.
Taz. Yeah, but it's live out here, though, man. But, like I told you earlier, man, before we wrap, I believe in giving people their flowers, man. Mm-hmm. Like I told you, man, like, I love what y'all doing up there at the radio station. Yeah. Louisiana got a heavy influence, man, and I love the way y'all represent. You got you taking care of the bottom. You know, you got you BR, and you got Bebe up top with Shreveport, man.
Yeah.
I love that. So I'm just out here in Dallas, you know, representing for little old Alexandra, man. Son-in-law Ben Rock, just letting them know we got a little bit to say out here in Dallas, man, too, man. But I love what y'all doing, man.
Louisiana bred, Texas fed, you know what I'm saying? Louisiana raised me, Texas pays me.
Hey, tell them how they can keep you following, man. Tell them where to follow you.
Yeah, follow your boy. I'm on the gram. I'm not really on Twitter. I really like my privacy, so I'm, like you talk about staying in your lane. My lane is really internet. I'm cool. You know, I like my privacy. I don't like to go too hard on there.
Yeah.
But I try to, you know, just keep you posted and, you know, share what I see. But you on the gram at CatDaddy104. That's really the only place. I don't have no TikTok. I'm not going to be out there.
You ain't dance, man. You ain't got no little choreographs out there in the streets.
I ain't ready for that, man. Twitter, I really ain't on Twitter a whole lot, but I'm on the radio every night. So that's, if you want to get a hold of me, call me on the radio. I'll be on again tonight. Tune in.
Hey, man, that's that nightlife, man. Wow. He got me really out here vamping too. We up here really late night, like, man. He is not bullshitting. We out here really living this. But, man, y'all know how we always end it, man. I always visualize your goals, and after that, accomplish those visualized goals. 9/11, gone.
Yeah.